Welcome to Drivers, Morning Reads Inside the Golf Industry Podcast. I'm John Last, and I'm happy to be joined here today with Chris DeToro, who's the Assistant Director of Branding and Customer Marketing for the U.S. Golf Association. As we approach the Masters this year, one event that has intrinsically been tied to the Masters and has really been a bulwark for building junior golf is the Drive, Chip, and Putt competition. Chris, you've been involved with this really from the onset. Tell me a little bit about Drive, Chip, and Putt's evolution, as well as the pivot over the past couple of years, particularly as we've had to navigate around the pandemic.
Totally. So Drive, Chip, and Putt is a joint initiative among three organizations, the United States Golf Association, the PGA of America, and the Masters Tournament. So we founded the Drive, Chip, and Putt in, I believe it was 2013. So this is the eighth year that Drive, Chip, and Putt's been going on. And it's a free competitive junior program where golfers, young juniors between the ages of 7 and 15, get introduced to the game by hitting the shots within the three categories that really define the skill of the game: drive, chip, and putt. And it's a great entryway for players to get introduced. It's a low, it's a free program, so there's no cost to try it out. And it's a low time barrier. It takes about 20 minutes for a player to go through the skills and drive, chip, and putt. And so it's just a great way for kids to get introduced to the game. It's a competitive, in a competitive format too. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a competitive program, and players will go through three stages of qualifying with the ultimate goal of making it to the national finals at Augusta, which are played the Sunday before Masters week. So this year it's April 4th. So just a couple of weeks away. And it's a really exciting start to Masters week, going from the Augusta National Women's Amateur to the Drive, Chip, and Putt, and then to through to the Masters. But a great opportunity for these kids. They compete and really get to do it in a way that's fun and engaging. And we try to make the program really fun and engaging for these kids as a lot of them try golf for the first time.
How's the program evolved? I mean, I know it's gone through a number of different iterations over the years, but certainly with that goal of keeping it accessible to all different skill levels, any significant shifts that have kind of transpired over recent years?
Yeah, I mean, the program's grown a ton since it first started. I mean, we've really, over the last few years especially, we've put more emphasis on marketing and getting more kids introduced to the program. And we've seen growth in registration consistently every single year. And I think this year, especially given kind of what's going on in the world, I think it's going to be a really popular year for kids to get out there and try playing golf for the first time. And we're always looking to expand and opening up new local qualifying sites and really take feedback from the parents and from the kids and open up more of those opportunities. And that's really what we've been focused on is more local qualifying sites means that we can get more kids in the door and get them to try it out and try and qualify and make it to the next stage.
How many different stages are there right now? We're in tournament time for the NCAA.
Yeah, there's three stages. So start out at local qualifying, and then from there you qualify for the sub-regional, and then to the regional level. And the regional level is a lot of fun too, because we always take it to some other pretty very iconic venues that have a history of hosting USGA championships. And so another really cool opportunity for kids as they kind of progress through. And then from the regional finals, the kids make it to the national finals, which are played at Augusta.
Absolutely. Absolutely cool way to kind of journey through it. It sounds like a cross between Little League Internationals, Little League Tournament, and the NCAAs. I can speak to the former a little bit. But
totally. It's a lot of fun, too. We always get requests from adults that want to participate. It's like, well, not quite, but it's a lot of fun. And I think that the skills required are, it makes it very very easy to kind of try it out. It's only, like I said, it's nine shots. At the end of the day, it's nine shots, but it's nine very important shots.
So let's talk about, from a broader perspective, certainly youth player development is a topic that the industry has always been very locked into. Tell me a little bit about the overall USGA focus on that. How does the industry and its major stakeholders create greater opportunities for young people to fall in love with the game and foster their growth within it?
Yeah, I mean, we invest a lot of money in growing junior participation in particular. I mean, direct chip and putt's one program that the USGA invests in, but we also invest in the First Tee. We were a founding partner of the First Tee, as well as LPGA USGA Girls Golf, which is a great program. It's really focused on getting more girls into the game. And I think, you know, we are incredibly dedicated to those programs and always looking at ways that we can expand and grow in them and get more kids involved in the game of golf. And, you know, I think it's certainly now with what we've seen in the market and last year, more people trying the game for the first time. And how can we continue to get kids involved in the game, get them interested and get them to stick around, you know, even when they're more maybe options for entertainment and recreation, you know, once we're through all of this.
Yeah, that's the big question that I know a lot of us have been kind of grappling with within the industry as we get closer to a return to normalcy. You know, what's the sustainability of that? I'll save the crystal ball on that for another episode of the podcast. But one thing that I'm kind of thinking about, and I know we've had this conversation, there's been a lot of studies that our firm in particular has conducted around participation growth. And it's fairly evident that there are a number of really great entry ramps, some of the programs that you've mentioned, that introduce the game to young people. But there are also, you know, a lot of natural next steps for those who show talent, but perhaps a perceived void regarding where the recreational younger players can go once they get past these entry ramps. What's your perspective on that? Is the industry heading in a different direction, kind of creating that next step, if you will, for those that don't go the elite route?
Absolutely. I think there are a lot of really good programs out there. Like Youth on Course is a great program that provides kids with a low cost ability to play golf just for fun. It's $5 for a round of golf, you know, not competitive, just to play and get out there and get engaged. And, you know, there's a ton of opportunities as well. And you know, through the local golf associations where, you know, you can play, it's not necessarily at a championship level, but getting more involved. And I think, you know, as we partner more together and come up with those ways of keeping kids engaged. And, you know, it's not just golf is a game that can be enjoyed for everybody. It's not just at that elite level. And yeah, I think that there's some really good opportunities there to continue to keep people in the game through the recreational lens.
So from a drive, chip, and putt perspective, clearly we are already on the road to Augusta, so to speak. Where can people go if they want to learn more about the program going forward, as well as some of these other great opportunities to really introduce and foster an appreciation for the game among young people?
Totally. Well, these kids have waited a full year to get their opportunity to tee it up in the national finals. So you can learn more at the website, drivechipandputt.com. And the national finals are broadcast on the Golf Channel. So, you know, tune in, watch the national finals on Sunday morning through the day, and go to drivechipandputt.com to learn more. And if you have a kid who's age 7 to 15, tell them to come out and give it a shot.
Excellent. I wish I had the opportunity to extend that to a young kid in my family, but I don't. But hopefully some of the others listening will have that opportunity as well. Chris, always great chatting with you. Always great to hear about the meaningful things that the association is doing in fostering appreciation and growth of the game. And we'll look forward to seeing this year's Drive, Chip, and Putt finals on the 4th of April. So thanks for all you do in that regard. And thank you all for listening to Drivers.
Thanks, John. Thank you all.